recognizing many things about a mother's love, but one significant aspect is a willingness at some point to let go. He was a perfect older brother, one of three. He was tall and athletic and smart and blessed in life. His father was a surgeon. His mother was a bright community mover and shaker. He had a bright path in front of him, could have done almost anything he wanted to do. He graduated from college, and they waited to see what his choice would be, and he announced that he was joining the Special Forces. And they wondered, why? You know, why? What would prompt you with all the potential you have to live a wonderful life in society? Why would you endanger yourself? Are we talking about patriotism here? And his answer was, in part at least, yes. In part because he felt like he had enjoyed so many blessings that this act of service, at least for some period of time, was a way to repay for all he had been given. And the parents talked together, and it was the mother who in the end said, "Go with our blessing." They were married and happily so, and he agonized when he lost his wife, but he was young enough to remarry, and he did, happily so. He was a minister. I knew him personally, and they began to form a household, he and she and her teenage boy, and then he received a call to a church in another state, 1,000 miles away. And what would happen to the mother and the son now? Their bond was 17 years old. How were they supposed to adjust as he approached his senior year in high school? And they talked together, the mother and the son said, I hope you'll feel comfortable and letting me stay here with a friend so that I can finish high school with my peers. And she, a loving mother, thought about the situation and the family he'd be left with, and she said, stay, and with my blessing, and he did. There were three children in the family when the mom divorced the father, and it was tough, and he did the best he could with three children. Two graduated from high school, and one was a sophomore, and the father remarried. And the son struggled, had been struggling, continued to struggle, and now with a new mother, a new voice of authority in the house, someone confining his activities, and things went from bad to worse. I remember this vividly because the father called me and said, I think we're going to have to put my son in a rehab facility, and I don't think he's going to want to go, and I need you to come over here, even if we have to physically restrain him and put him in that car. And so I went, and perhaps because of the clerical collar, he did not struggle, but we drove from east of Atlanta out west to a facility, and we left him there for some months. And when he was freed, he would have been allowed to come home, but he chose not to because he and the new mother struggled despite her best efforts. And they agreed in the end to allow him to live with another family. In the end, she, like the mother in the biblical story, had to say, whatever is good for the child is the way we should go. The father was stationed in Korea. He fell in love with a woman there. He returned to the States, and she discovered she was pregnant. In the Korea of that day, Amerasian children sometimes led a particularly hard life. And so, despite her maternal instincts, she gave the child up for adoption. The child was adopted by an American couple. She grew, as children do, curious about her origins. She reached young adulthood and wanted to discover who her birth mother was. And so her American adoptive mother made arrangements for them to fly to Korea. They did not know where to look for the original mother. Just with a hope and a prayer, they went to the little village where she had originally lived. And lo and behold, she was still there. Though her extended family had long ago moved south to better conditions, she was living very modestly. So now these three women, this younger one trying to put perspective in her life, and her Korean natural mother and adopted American mother, and it took several days as they worked their way around this. And finally, the American mother asked the Korean mother, "Why are you here after all these years?" And the Korean mother said, "Because I knew if you ever came looking for me, this is where you'd have to start." Two moms, both willing to risk losing the daughter for the daughter's own well-being. And of course, not all moms are those who give birth. Two women, sisters, who wind up in West Virginia. Now, under other circumstances, they might have become missionaries, but they became teachers. And along the way, in the Appalachian poverty, they became foster parents. Well, time passed years and years, and finally one of them was very ill. And a call came to a friend of mine who was an associate pastor in Athens that the woman wanted to be buried in Athens, her hometown. And the associate pastor agreed to do this. The person who had called said there'll only be four or five of us, so no problem. Well, this was in the spring, and the woman rallied, and it was not until fall, Thanksgiving Day, that the call came to my friend. The woman had passed away, and the sermon, the funeral would need to be on Saturday. Well, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is the day when Georgia and Georgia Tech traditionally play. And so the Athens funeral home said the only available time is 8:00 in the morning. And so that was it. He mumbled about this person whom he didn't know, for whom he was going to do a service, would be so inconsiderate as to die and require a funeral at 8:00 on a Saturday morning of a football afternoon. But he got up, 30-degree temperature outside, and made his way toward the cemetery, which is really right across the railroad tracks from the football stadium. He drove there in the early light, and he mounted the railroad tracks, and as he crossed them, he looked out, and there were 200 people, maybe more, come from all over in the chill of that early morning to say goodbye to Mama. Her children and their children and their children, all there because these two women were mothers. Church can be that way. I remember, despite my missteps growing up, I came home when I was in seminary. They gave me a small part in a worship service, and here I am in my 40s and returning to my home church. And some of you knew Fran Moore, who was a fixture in church and community and something of a character. And I remember she came to me that Sunday morning. There were others around. She put her hand around my waist and said, "This is one of my boys." That's the way it ought to be. It ought to be the case that we come to church and she, the church, is our mother. And we are all family here, beloved despite our misbehavior, embraced by God, and that embrace expressed by the warmth we feel from those around us. Recognizing mothers, sometimes in the letting go, sometimes in the embrace we give in the name of motherhood.